Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to present to some and introduce to others the host with the most, the CEO of WBSW Radio, the internet station we're number one, Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Sometimes they call him Dr. Lowe, Coach Lowe, Love Guru, the man that make it do what it do. Without further ado, Dr. Lowe, let's make it happen.
Nah. It's all about coming before you and sharing something that's important. See, God has blessed us one more time. We want to always give a shout out to the team members, WBSW Radio, the internet station, because this is 5 years. Our anniversary is on the 27th of September, where we've been in existence 5 years. We started off with one show. Now we have 9 shows. We started off with one broadcast network. Now we're into a internet station, including all the social media. So God has been so good. So we got to give a shout out to our Lord and Savior. But besides that, we want to recognize those members of that team that's doing some awesome things. We just want to say thank you so much, team. There's a list of names I can call off, but I want to call out the names. Just let me know the team of WBSW Radio, the internet station, is grinding, is making it do what it do. So we definitely thank you. God is so good to have you all. We all work together to make this happen. I am Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith, the host of Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. The biggest question in most people's mind is that why should we spend time checking out, Doc, at I call it noonish hours. I mean, I push it up to 1 o'clock. Anything after 12 falls in that category. Because we want to talk about issues in the neighborhood. So we truly, truly have our brand. It's the brand, which is the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood block by block. And I want you to think about some of the issues going on in your neighborhood. We're at a time when we call political season. Are there some things? You see the divide? You see the things? We talk about all those issues. But we want to get personal. We want to talk about living with purpose. That's the title of today's show. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. And you press 1, and I'll make sure I identify you using the last 4 digits of your cell. Actually, your location, then you can chat with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith as he talks about what's going on in our neighborhood through living with purpose. You also can check us out on the web. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. Then you can go to Facebook. If you're friends on Facebook with me, you have an opportunity to see the broadcast, and that's facebook.com/DRL Dialberto Smith, and we're also broadcasting through 2 devices on Instagram. We're broadcasting through Coach Dr. Lewis and D. Smith 15, and we have to give a shout-out to these brothers. These brothers partner with this radio station. They're co-sponsored of our giveaways. The brothers are Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, and their panel is Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with number 10. These are brothers of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama, one of the most progressive chapters in Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. We definitely want to shout it out to them to let them know we appreciate them taking time. Also, we'll give a shout out, as I said earlier, as I began the pre-broadcast, is I talked about TriStat LLC. It's a consulting firm out of Selma, Alabama. And Mr. William Scott, he's been working with us, providing us with our Guilt Phi giveaway. Whether it's in a voucher, whether it's a gift card, whether it's in a voucher for a trip, a voucher for food, or whatever it may be, he's there. So we want to definitely recognize him for taking time to be a part of this. And that's what we ask. So it's amazing. So we operate with all these different devices and our phones and everything, and some want to call now. But that's what it's all about. But we will keep doing what we're doing. If you also want to check us out and hear this live broadcast, you can check us out. Tune into it as you go through Twitter. You have an opportunity to tweet the show. You can tweet it and also get a chance to check it out from time to time on the Twitter account that we have, which is the Smith Way Production. And you can go also to @LorenzoDSmith15 at WVSW_internet_talk_radio. You have that opportunity to do that. So we just want you to be a part of this. So we want you to just take time and just focus on, just as our title said, living with a purpose. Do you feel that you have a purpose? Do you feel that you have? Think about that for a second. Think about, what is your purpose? On this earth, what is your purpose? I can't answer that. A counselor can't answer that. A support staff can't answer that. You can only answer that. But I tell everybody, when you put your trust in our Lord and Savior, he will place the vision and give you the strength to be able to see where you're going. See, I see individuals say purpose-driven. There's a lot of organizations that say we're purpose-driven. And we have to understand, we can't be driven by something we don't quite understand. So what you need to do, take time, and I always tell people, assess your life. Go back and look at the things that you have experienced in your life, the pros and cons in relation to those things, so you can see exactly what's your purpose. You know, it's amazing when people would ask me, what is your purpose in life? You know, I was thinking back through my career. As I worked for over 30-plus years in public education, from the level of a teacher all the way up to in the super office as one of the senior staff person, I always used to think about, why am I in education? Because education wasn't my choice when I went off college. I had a dream because I had an opportunity to join the field and play football where I was headed. Now my dream is to get at that next level. But that was not to be. So I also chose a major in engineering. And majored in engineering, my dream was to build bridges. That's because I was going to focus on engineering in that form of building and designing bridges and highways and working that way. So that was my dream. So by having that dream, how did I get to spend 30-plus years in education? Because God had another purpose for me. Yes, I could have been in an office with a desk, designing our roadways, designing bridges, and doing that. But God said, I want you to, your purpose is to bridge the life of young people into adulthood. So he placed me in a position to be able to bridge life. So I said, my purpose is here to bridge life. Bridge someone's life from one place to another. So you ask yourself, what is your purpose? Too many times we like other people to tell us what our purpose is. You have to all understand that you know what your purpose is, even if you're not fulfilling it right now. You know what your purpose is, if not, you have an inkling of it. And you will be able to speak through all the things you go through in life, and you'll say, that was my purpose. See, the thing about it, we can live our purpose and don't even know what we're exactly doing. So as I get into this living our purpose, I have to give credit to individuals or give credit to things that are going on in relation to WVSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. I never dreamed that my purpose would be sitting behind a mic with cameras all over, whether they through any kind of means of technology, and being able to share with you. Hopefully it is a bridge from one place to another destination. And we want to let you know that the purpose is brought forth when you're ready to understand the purpose. When As I say, in 2017, on September 22nd, God gave me a vision as I lie down, as they say in the 23rd Psalm, in the green pasture. And that's your bed or your resting place. And he restored my soul. But he placed in me, say, you can make a difference at this point. After retiring and bridging lives for 30 plus years, you still can make a difference. You got to continue to bridge the gap. So bridging the gap through WBSW Radio, where we went from one show, which was a sports talk show, to eight other shows, which is now nine shows that focus on everything you want to talk about. You want to talk about relationships? We have a show. You want to talk about love, all the love cafe? That's the show. If you want to talk about real talk and tell the truth, we have a show. If you want to just talk about balling with the doc, focusing on all areas of sports besides just talking particularly about the historical black college and university, we have that for you. If we're talking real to you, prime time, just going to the neighborhood, talk about issues again, block by block. If you want to just truly talk about just life and political and economic and educational, we have that for you. So we're able to say we're bridging the gap. Not only you as a listener might be on this continent, but we're bridging the gap globally. We have 33 countries of listeners. So that means we're in countries that you may not believe we have listeners in. But God has blessed us because he's the creator of this world. He's the creator of each and every one of us. Everything we do, he already knows because he has the book of life. So what I want you to understand, I recognize what my purpose, but it took God to work on me. It wasn't easy. God, you have thoughts that you want to do something, but God has something else for you. I want to give a shout out to several people joining because I don't want to neglect my the listeners. As I said, we have watchers and listeners, 33 countries. On each of the continents. And we're so glad and we're truly blessed that God has allowed us to bridge the gap. Give a shout out to Jacqueline Davidson that's joined us. Jacqueline down there from McKinsey, Alabama. Thank you, Jacqueline, for taking time to be a part of this. We want to give a shout out to Blue Fi Juju. And we'll give you a shout out, my brother, of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. And I'm going to shout back. You said Blue Fi. I said, you know, my also to SOS underscore Obus. Thank you. Let me give you a wave. Thank you, brother, for taking time. I'm also going to give the Blue Five, my frat brother, a wave. I want to give a shout out to individuals that's joining us also. We have the Purple List. I'm sorry, Purple Blessing S. Crockett. Thank you so much. We also have Arthur, who will be a guest on our show on Monday night, talking about his book, Arthur underscore Trey underscore D underscore Johnson. And we also have one other, and I'm going to step away, but I want to give him a shout out, that we also have other individuals that are joining us, and the names are just, you know, I'm having a struggle trying to see them because of the distance, but that's all right. It's okay. But thank you for taking time to be joining us. We also have Carol Davis joining us as well. Thank you so much, Carol Davis, for joining us. See, Carol was part of our giveaway. Her name was Cool, and yes, this was last year, but we have 18 months. And she won the trip 4 days and three nights to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. So we're working, and she gave me some dates, and we're working, still working it out, Carol, so we can allow you to take advantage of that opportunity. I'll give a shout out to my son who's joining me now. Thank you, my son. That is Lorenza. William Faith, better known to other individuals as Peter. Thank you, son, for taking time to be a part of this. Let's get back to living purpose. Before we do that, you hear my phone ringing, and I have to, you know, do what it needs to be done to make sure we stay on task. And there's nothing wrong with it. It's why you have to be must-tied, be able to must-tied in this world. And I'm so glad God blessed me where I can operate all of this and connect with everybody in the world and sit at this studio. We want to share with you WBSW radio giveaways. If you want to be a part of it, you can send us your name. And if you have a Cash App or PayPal or Venmo or Zelle, to LorenzaD.Smith15@gmail.com. That's how we raffle off our trips. That's how we raffle off our cash card. We raffle off our books. When our authors come on, we purchase books, and we make sure those books are available to you as listeners. And we make sure you be a part of that. So make sure you send your name along with your Cash App or PayPal or Venmo or Zelle to LorenzaD.Smith15@gmail.com. That is WBSW Radio Giveaway. Let's look at, as I was saying, living purpose. I gave you a prologue of this, what's going on. Talking about my purpose. Do you know your purpose? You can know your purpose if you understand what's going on in your life. So the question we're going to first start off talking about in regards to living with purpose, which is the title of this show, what is your primary purpose in life? That's the question to each and every one of you all that's listening. You have an opportunity to comment on each of the devices we have. You can comment and tell me what is your purpose. I don't know. You don't have to write an essay. You got to remember, it's all right to write an essay. I'm also a college professor at a university locally. So we have to write essays if you need to, but share with me in a short synopsis of what's your purpose. The primary purpose in being able to identify in life, you have to keep in mind exactly your experience with it, been through in life. You have to think about simply when somebody said, what is your purpose? You can focus on truly understanding what you have as a talent and a gift. See, purpose relates to talent and gift. Your gift may be able to communicate with people. Your gift may be leadership. Your gift may be a salesman. Your gift may be just a father. Your gift might be just being there and supporting. Those are the things you need to be able to recognize. See, if I ask you and just give me two words, what's your gift, or three words, what's your gift, most people will think in a monetary sense. To be rich. Your primary purpose in life is to be rich. And how I'm going to do it, I consider it as I'm going to do some things. I'm going to be a singer. I'm going to be a rapper. I'm going to be a professional star. Like young people when you ask them, you know, what do you want to be? I want to be a professional football player, professional basketball player. I want to be a scientist. I want to be an astronaut. I want to be, and I'm saying things that may not be said so much as today. But you got to remember, these things will bring about success. So when someone asks, what is your primary purpose in life? To be successful. You want to be successful. I want to see you successful. Just remember that. You may say, I want to be rich. Rich means being successful. See? But it takes hard work. It's one of the key things you can move for. to be rich and successful. The next thing you might say, well, let me not take it to that level. I'm just going to say, to do something good. Everybody in their life, as they live on this earth, want to be able to do something good. You know, my prayer, when I pray, I say, God, truly, truly, be able to touch me. I thank you for the plan that you have for me. I thank you for the will that allowed me to work toward that plan. I thank you for putting an opportunity, which in some sense is a way to meet that plan. So as you begin to look at things in life, you say, I want to have a plan that allow me to do something good, whether it's on my job, whether it's in my organization, whether it's for my family, whether it's for my community, whether it's for my church, whether it's to help my children. I want to do something good. Think about good people. See, good people, when you identify good people, have already been able to identify their purpose in life, and they're living their purpose. See, because they found out to live in the goodness of our Lord and Savior is our inner self. You have to be good inside so it can project out so people can see you as a good person. And you're going to be able to do good things because good follow good. And we have to always keep that in mind. You also want to be a person with a purpose of making things better. So you want to make something better in your life, somebody else's life. You think a lot of people who are inventors, they invent things so they can make whatever the object was or whatever the invention was or whatever it was doing be better. So you want to make it better. It's going to be something better. So in essence, those things like doing something good, making something better, truly can be a challenge. See, too many times we got people in life talk a good game. See, what you understand, I'm going to do something good means I got to put the work in. Putting the work in will allow me to find out what my primary purpose is in life. See, putting the work in lets me understand that I can do the right thing. See, also allows me to find out and accomplish the goals that I have in my life and the plan that God has set forth for me. See, you may think in your mind, I'm going to do something where I can say my purpose of life to help get people out of poverty. You know, I watch and do a lot of research. And I was watching, and there have been a TikTok, Instagram, and this young man was over in San Francisco or even California. And he was talking about he was helping the homeless. However, he was saying that we're spending a lot of money helping people that may not be considered in a situation worse than a homeless. He was talking about, don't look at me for who I identify myself with. Look at me and look at my work. That old saying, I want you to always keep in mind, when you're good and do good, it follows you. It follows you when you walk in the room. And my father always told me, son, if you work hard, put the greatest effort into it, and you're comfortable with the job you've done, you always keep in mind. When you walk in a room, you don't have to say nothing. You say, let my work speak for me. Always remember that. Your purpose in life is to be able to identify, then come up with a solution to whatever that problem you see you have, a solution, and once you do that, your work will speak for you. So your purpose in life is to do something to make you better, your family better, then share it, continue to share it with someone else. And that way you say, let my work speak for me. You go to your job and you're scheduled to be there from 8 to 5. Sometimes you might have to stay to 8 to 6. Let my work speak for me. And that's what it's all about. So as you look at your primary purpose in life, I want you to kind of keep in mind, you say my purpose is going to be centered around helping someone. My purpose is going to be make a difference in my life and in their life. So you have to truly look at that. So when I ask you what is your purpose in life, you think about what can I do to make my life better? Because self is important, and also make someone else's life better. That's what the purpose can focus on. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The calling number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last digit of your cell or telephone number. Actually, location, then you can chat with Dr. Lori B. Smith as we talk about living with purpose. You also have an opportunity to come in if you are viewing on Facebook or Instagram. Come in. Type in. Let me know what's your purpose. Don't worry about what people see hear because it's yours. Own yours. It's yours. You say, I'm not sure. I'm going to give you 5 or 6. That's fine. One day you will be able to say, this is my purpose out of the 5 or 6, because one is main, the other one is self-topic. The main purpose is there. Everything is sub-purpose. Yes, your mind. The next topic we want to focus on, what does it mean to be driven by purpose? What does it mean to be driven by purpose? See, this would be just talk about what is your purpose in life. What drives you to get to be successful? What drives you to identify what's your purpose? See, as a purpose-driven individual, there's a few key traits that you need to focus on. See, a person who's driven by purpose, have a vision. Number one is vision. And I talk to you all, and I say it like I talk to you all, and I say that God blessed me with a vision about WBSW Radio Internet. I was lying down with me, and I was resting. In my bed, which is called the Newcastle on the 23rd. He restored my soul. He gave me something. He placed something in my soul and in my heart. He said, I need you to go out and do this. Because this is going to make a difference. This is your purpose now. I'm still bridging gaps with young adults. And you say, how you doing that? I work as I mentioned earlier, as a professor on a campus. I also work as a supervisor of interns that's going into the era of education and the history of social studies. You need a bridge. A bridge from being the intern to getting truly in the field. A bridge between the intern and the cooperative that's working us. So your purpose is to is Galilee. Yes, I'm standing. So all of this came in a vision. God bless you. And besides, if you didn't see it in a vision, it could be an aspiration. See, an aspiration of the work that you do. Tell people, you might be at work now. If you go to work and hate while you're going to work, that's not the right place for you to go. See, I want to go to a job that I love. I'm a job that I'm excited. A job that I still part of my aspiration. See, I'm going to go because I love it. I have been in a situation, and I'll tell you this story. I don't have no problem sharing this story. I was at a successful program coaching. We were very successful. I'm assistant football coach. Football is what I wanted. Clayton Sport wanted to be the head coach and be a coach to make an impact. So I was assistant coach. And I have no problem. You can't be a great leader until you be a follower. And I decided to want to branch out on my own. So moving in the direction of finding a place where I could become a head coach. Some of the conditions weren't the best. But since God was guiding me, teaching me, he was not preparing me. I'm going to tell you, when I received that job at that school, he wasn't preparing me so much by me in that school to whatever. He was preparing me besides just coaching at that school. I'm going to finish telling the story. In the second year, because at one school I was used to